嗨，大家好，我是奶哥。
嗨，大家好，我是米雪儿。
欢迎来到教 ，You didn't say 欢迎来到中文不太好。
That's because you interrupted me.
I'm sorry.
欢迎来到中文不太好。
我们现在是交友到恋爱的七堂课，在这个系列我们会带着大家做三件事情。第一件事情是讨论恋爱的价值观，第二件事情是检视自己的人际关系，第三件事情是开始动手找对象。今天我们这一集要讨论的是，到底什么是恋爱？我们的经验以及大家都在想什么？我们会讲我们自己的恋爱交往经验，我们会讲关于恋爱的原因的错误示范，以及关于恋爱的原因的正确示范。最后会给大家一点点回家功课，希望能够帮助你从交友走到恋爱的阶段。那我们就开始吧。Okay, dating experience. Michelle, what's your dating experience?
没有很多。
What was it like?
第一次跟一个人交往。It was a blind date.
What's a blind date?
我没有认识他，我的朋友建议我们见面。
所以就是根本连朋友都不是，第一次跟别人见面就是在约会。
对。
That's called a blind date.Meeting a person for the first time
and going on a date with them.
Oh, wow. 你当时的情绪是什么? What did you feel like? What were your emotions before?
因为我想要开始约会,但是我没有 idea 怎么做。所以我 I felt like I was being very brave to say yes.
居然就是觉得说自己很勇敢，居然敢答应这种事情。
但是我没有那么紧张，因为我也没有特别 ，I didn't think 没有觉得会发生什么重要的事，是好玩而已。
Okay, yeah, 放轻松 ，just keep it cool, you know,
yeah,
relax.
I assumed I wouldn't fall in love with him. So.
What happened? How did it start? How did it end?
其实他跟我弟弟很像、
oh?
所以我没有喜欢他的感觉但是我们去咖啡厅聊天而已然后结束的时候我们都一样的感觉就是我们不想要继续我们的关系、
oh.
但是我们讨论的时候很开心、
oh, OK 所以聊得很愉快 So you guys had
We had a good conversation
Oh that's good
But we weren't interested in each other at
all OK that's good 很多的人其实连这一步都没有走到很多的人连跟一个异性 A lot of people haven't even sat down with like the opposite sex and had an actual conversation、Like one on oneyou so kidian, just gun beeren, yue lai, hug a cafe, fang ching song, ye buzzo, take a hoan cafe, joa jading, yachi hunla, hobhaw, jago pen yo, that's a very good, that's very good. Suzuana, yo cheat had a ling I jing yem, mum.
Otherwise? Oh, yeah, yo, pitch up, boo, how the jing yen.
Keep it simple, 简短讲就好，因为我们其实在别的 podcast 已经有讲过了。
Right? Yeah, yeah. So, 下一个约会的经验就是有一个朋友 的弟弟、哥哥，我忘记朋友的兄弟。一开始我喜欢跟他讨论，但是那时候我很为什么不知道，但是我很紧张，很想要结婚
哦， oh.
很快结婚，因为我已经21岁。
听到的人有点傻眼，我已经21岁，所以很紧张要结婚。
因为我的妈妈20岁就结婚，所以从小的时候我打算一样 ，so I was already late 、
已经迟到了，在赶时间。
所以跟这个。我有趣的人见面以后，我就很快开始约会交往 ，like 有男朋友，因为那时候我还没有男朋友，
所以算是男朋友了。 You were boyfriend and girlfriend.
No, I was wanting to get into a relationship.
Oh, you wanted to become, 他想要真的变成男女朋友。
So the first time with the blind date is like, I don't care.
Oh,
the second time I was caring.
Oh, 第二次就很在乎了。How did it end?
两个星期后，他告诉我他没有对我很有趣。
感兴趣。Yeah,
所以
有趣 means interesting.感兴趣 means you're interested in somebody or something.
对，他没有特别感兴趣，所以
okay, 所以就结束了。Were you sad?
Yeah.
Were you sad? 有难过，有失望吗？
Maybe more relieved.
啊，也是就是 relieved.
Because I was so nervous the whole time.
反正过程太紧张，压力太大了，所以结束了就好吧，就这样好了。
Yeah. So a little bit disappointed, a bit relieved.And a bit scared of doing that again.
然后但是就开始有点害怕以后会不会又这样，因为就是有一点点负面的经验。
Yeah, that was, and then I met you a year later. So.
我的交往的经验的话，应该就是比较认真的是大学的时候。大学的时候跟一个女生交往了四年的关系，以为要跟她结婚了，结果最后就分手了。然后我也蛮难过的。That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
但是我也重新认真去思考说好，那我下一次如果要交女朋友的话，我要从一开始就用对的、正确的、认真的方式去交往。Did you get that? 就是 I mean, so after my failed experience, I decided next time I'm going to do it the right way.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's basically it.OK, 接下来我们来讨论 Bad ideas about dating, 关于恋爱的原因的错误示范。有哪些人，你讲错，有哪些原因是大家会进入交往恋爱的关系，但却是错误示范的呢？我们第一个叫做 It's fun, 因为好玩。Do you know anybody who started dating? Because they just thought it was fun.
I don't know very much about my friends' dating relationships. I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm going to change the question. Why do you think people date? Because it's fun. 为什么会有一些人觉得好玩，所以就跟别人交男女朋友？
Well, it is nice. Because you have happy feelings. And if you're the girl, the guy usually takes you out to nice places.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So,
所以对啊，恋爱本来就蛮好玩的啊，就是这样啊。而且如果你是女生的一方的话，男生都还会可能请你出去吃饭啊，请你出去看电影啊，送你东西啊。So yeah.
So you feel special.
So you feel special. 你觉得感觉很特别。You feel loved, cared for. 然后男生的话 for guys, that's also fun too. 男生喜欢追求女生的那种感觉。Guys like to try to, like the pursuit. They like to try to pursue a girl and then win.
It's a game.
对, yeah, no, literally. 对啊，对男生来说，这就是个竞争，就是个竞赛，就是看谁可以把到这个妹。Yeah, so it is fun. 好啦，所以对，没有错，恋爱交往有它好玩的部分，但你为了好玩而交往恋爱的话，实在不是一个好主意。Second one, because people are lonely. 因为很多的人感到孤单，所以呢，他们就想要跟人家交往。
I know people that date for this reason.
Yeah, why? Why do people date? Because they're lonely. How does dating help lonely people? 当你交往交友恋爱的时候，这个到底跟你孤不孤单有什么关联？
我觉得同城之中的人，他们的家人关系或朋友的关系不够或不好。
Good point. 因为原本的人际关系就不好。You don't have good relationships.
Yeah.
In general, so you want to start dating, so you have somebody.
Because when you're dating someone because you're lonely, you're trying to find somebody who won't leave you, like somebody who has to hang out with you, something like that.
That makes sense.
Maybe, for some people.
所以当你本来就是个孤单的人，你可能跟你的家人处不好，你可能跟你环境当中的其他人处不好，你可能朋友不是很多，甚至你跟你的朋友处得不好。当你交往恋爱的时候呢，就好像有一个人是他的责任，就是他要陪你。It's become somebody's responsibility to hang out with you.
Yeah. You want to be someone's most important person.
每个人都想要成为一个别人心目中重要的对象。Good point. And the third bad idea, 但是因为孤单所以跟别人交往真的不是个 good idea. It's not good.、
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really solve the problem.
Yeah, it doesn't solve.
你本来人际关系不好，你本来就没朋友，你本来就跟你的家人处不好，结果你交一个男朋友，交一个女朋友，然后整天跟人家腻在一起，并不会解决你孤单的这件事情的本身。It doesn't solve the root problem, the root issue.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, third one. Everyone else is doing it.别人都在交男女朋友。
This is why children date.
Yeah, 这个比较是青少年、国中生、高中生会 的原因、
mm-hmm.
Why do you think children do that? Why do children date each other or want to get a boyfriend, girlfriend because other people do it? 为什么儿童青少年会因为别人都交男女朋友，所以他们也想要交？
Mm-hmm.
这个跟别人有 iPhone, 我也要 iPhone 一样吗?
Social status slash social peer pressure.
社会地位跟同侪压力。当别人都有男女朋友的时候呢，你有男女朋友，你好像就比较厉害。
Mm-hmm.
或者是当别人都有男女朋友的时候呢，你一个人就你一个人单身，好像交不到男女朋友，你好像就有这个压力说，那我是不是有问题？我是不是也应该也要找一个对象？那很明显的，这个也不是一个好主意。Okay, what are good ideas, good reasons for dating? 关于恋爱的原因的正确示范又是什么呢？第一个 ，looking for someone to marry someday， 找一个将来要结婚的对象，是你交友恋爱的原因。Why is that a good idea? 为什么这是一个好主意呢？
因为你应该结婚。
Because yeah, 因为你应该结婚。I guess so. 我们后面会讨论。We're going to discuss later about the whole, you know, celibacy, get married or not thing later.
Okay.
因为如果你打算要结婚的话，那当然找一个交友恋爱的对象是迟早的事情。But is that too much pressure for some people?
Yeah.
如果跟别人交男女朋友，然后就要以婚姻为前提交往的话，这样会不会给人家压力太大了？ Is it too much pressure if I tell you, let's date, but getting married has to be a possibility or else let's not date? Is that too much pressure?
It's too much pressure if you're not responsible and intentional about it.
如果你不是一个负责任的人，如果你不是一个刻意想要去经营将来婚姻的人，那的确，你只是想要找好玩。你只是因为孤单，你只是因为别人都在交男女朋友，所以你跟着交男女朋友。那的确，这种时候你要跟人家交往，然后别人回答说那要以婚姻为前提交往，你就会觉得说哦，压力好大，我只是来找好玩，我只是怕孤单，我只是看别人都这样做而已。换句话说，如果你是一个负责任，想要为将来婚姻预备的人，那么你就应该要以婚姻为前提的去思考恋爱交友这件事情。Second one, dating is a trial stage. There's work to be done. It's not all about having fun.、
Mm-hmm.
交友恋爱是一个叫做什么试用期。试用期 means like a trial stage. When you get like a job, there's like、mm-hmm. a 3-month kind、
oh, yeah,
of trial、
probation.
period.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.、
Mm-hmm. 就是一个试用期。交友恋爱是一个试用期，其实是有功课的，是有任务的，是有目的的。不只是好玩而已，当然好玩了，但不只是好玩而已。Why is it important that work has to be done while you are dating? 为什么在恋爱的时候呢，其实要去很认真的、很努力的去完成、去做一些事、去面对一些事？为什么这些事情很重要？
因为结婚跟其他的关系有点不一样。So dating kind of prepares you to figure out how to have that kind of relationship.
Wow, that's a really good answer. 对，因为结婚是一种不一样的关系，工作真的不行就换了，没关系。Like, you can change your job. Like, changing a job isn't always a bad thing. But getting a divorce is almost always a bad thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, 所以对，既然婚姻是一个很重要的事情，没有人会想要离婚的话，那么在交友在恋爱的过程当中就应该要把这个当成一个很认真看待的练习尝试试用期的阶段。So it's not all about having fun. 换句话说，如果你们在交友恋爱的时候呢，你们只有一起做好玩有趣的事情， If you only do fun stuff while you're dating, then that's not very helpful.
Yeah, it's not helpful for marriage.
那实在是不会对于你将来的婚姻有多大的贡献。因为呢，你们两个人一起去日本玩，一起去韩国玩，一起吃大餐，一起去看50部电影，对于你们将来结婚之后，你们变成中年人，你们的小孩变成青少年了，你们有财务，你们有小孩的课业的烦恼，这些事情，你们看的那些电影跟去日本旅游，对于那个没有帮助。OK， 最后一个 ，breaking up is an option， 分手永远是一个选项。这个不是一个原因啦，但这是个正确示范。Why do you think it's important? 为什么在交友跟恋爱的时候呢，分手永远是一个选项，这件事情是重要的。Why do you think it's important that breaking up is an option?
It has to be an option before you get married, because it's not an option after you get married.
Very good.
Something like that.
Is it bad? Is it wrong to have like breakup as an option, just hanging there in the background while you're dating? 当你们两个人在交友恋爱的时候呢，分手这件事情一直放在旁边，偶尔要去看一下这件事情会不会不好，会不会让大家觉得压力很大。
Well, if you use that to threaten someone, then it's not a good thing. But
拿这个来当情绪勒索的话是很不好的。别人不照着你的意思去做，你就说啊分手分手，这当然情绪勒索，这样是不好的。But
when you're dating, the purpose is to figure out if you want to marry this person or not. So if you don't want to marry them, you have to be able to break up.
但是因为交往的时候就是试用期，就是在找结婚对象，因此如果花了一个月两个月，花了半年一年，发现真的不 OK， 那当然分手必须是一个选项。反过来来想，如果分手不是一个选项，天哪，那这个交友恋爱交往恋爱是多么麻烦的一件事情。 If breaking up isn't an option,
yeah, no one would get into it.
好啊，好啊，好啊。那你交往分手不是个选项，那要么就是大家都不敢交往了，因为一交下去就不可以分手；要么大家就是只好选择离婚了。Like because we can't break up while we're boyfriend girlfriend, we're just gonna have to get married and get a divorce. That's so stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what a lot of people do.
It happens. Yeah, I know.
很多的人就是交男女朋友的时候呢，找不到什么好理由、好借口，又觉得好像分手是不好的，所以就硬结婚结下去，然后到最后就事情都闹很大，闹得很难看，然后最后以离婚收场。分不了手，只好离婚，这是很烂，好不好？麻烦不要这样。OK， 回家功课时间 ，It's homework time。第一个回家功课，想想看你为何想要找交往对象，为什么？为什么你是比较接近刚刚的我们说的错误示范呢，还是其实你是比较接近正确示范，已经在思考这些事情了？第二个问题是，想想看你过去的感情是怎么结束的，如果你以前有交过男女朋友的话，思考一下你过去交往的这些关系后来是怎么结束的，既然你现在单身的话。第三个是，如果你从来没有交往过，如果你从来没有恋爱交往过，那为何你从来没有恋爱交往的经验呢？这是第三个问题。最后请找这三个问题去跟别人讨论看看。这个系列很合适，我觉得啦，这个系列很合适找一群单身的人。 Single people? Not really. 找朋友一起来听这个系列很不错。 If you're somebody who's singleListen to this podcast series with a friend who can have a conversation about what we're talking about. It's good. 对，这个 podcast 系列一样，找一个朋友，找几个朋友一起来讨论我们丢出来的这些问题。同意我们，不同意我们都 OK， 讨论看看。好，那今天这一集就讲到这边。这个系列一样有7集，所以欢迎继续收看后面的这个系列咯。拜拜。
拜拜。